I want to first thank the people who have sponsored this. L'zeichon nishmas Rav Yisroel Menachem ben Rav Binyamin, that's the main sponsor of tonight's event. L'zeichon nishmas Rafol ben Rochel, Ralph Gindi, Chaim Michel ben Yeshua, Harav Shmuel Elio, Zal ben Harav Rafol, Yibodol Chaim Alman, dedicated by Mr. Rabbi and Mrs. Rafol Alman, L'lui nishmas Henge Chana bas Baruch, Alea Shalom Rochel bas Ben Sion, Alea Shalom Esther Malka bas Rishmul on her third yard set, and Arav Moshe Elio ben Arav Menachem Mendel's 11th yard set, dedicated by their children, Rabbi and Mrs. Yonah Lazar, as his chus for Rafu Shalom and for Feir Tziril bas Sara Rivka Michal Nosin ben Sara Yitzuk ben Tzina Zilpa Chaya bas Fega and Fega bas Reza Lester, and as his chus for Mordechai ben Rezel, dedicated by Dr. Gilda Oren. We also want to thank our sponsors, the Shomer Hadas Chapels, Ronnie Hass Sandler, Bingo Appliance, Reese Brothers Fencing, Diamond Auto Leasing, GN Painting, Furniture Wholesalers, Park Avenue Leasing, Brooklyn Mailing House, and the Shirt Sleeve. Thank you very much. We're going to be starting momentarily. I was just given this name, Chasha Esther Bas Edel. Tonight's shir should be a schus for Rafu Shlema for her. Welcome to the annual Tshuva Drasha, sponsored by the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation and Yeshivas Or Sameach, and again sponsored L'Zeichon Nishmas Rabbi Yisroel Menachem ben Rabbi Binyamin. Thousands of people listen to this drasha between now and Yom Kippur, so please let your family and friends know that from about 30 minutes to 60 minutes after this event, you're going to be able to hear the drasha on the Chazak line, 718-258-2008, menu 5, option 8. Every year we say Tehillim together at the end of this drasha, but tonight we have a very, very special zchus, because the person that we ask to say Tehillim is none other than Rav Gavriel Sassoon, the person who lost 7 children in the horrific fire in Nissan. He's going to lead us in his Tehillim. There's no one I would want to stand behind going into Yom Kippur than this giant of Emunah, who's the Gadol Ador of Bitachon. And it's going to be a great schus that he's going to be leading us into Tehillim. Rabbi Isai, here is the state of the world in 24 words. The wolves are circling outside, our friends have abandoned us, and once again, Klal Yisrael is facing a diabolical maniac that wants to destroy us. These 24 words in and of itself should bring us to tshuva. We shouldn't even need a drasha. And it's not a Holocaust story or a story about the Tsar of Russia in the 1800s. Rabbi Isai, it's not a test of the emergency broadcasting system. It's real, and it's happening to us. And the outcome comes down to what we will do in the next 48 hours. Will we show up to the monumental challenges that face us, or Nebuch, will we go to sleep? What would the Chafetz Chaim tell us if he were here tonight? He would say that there's a relatively easy way to win in Beis Din Shomayla, to get through Yom Kippur, to even get Hashem's personal protection. This is a word-for-word quote from Chafetz Chaim's Sefer, Kvod Shemayim, and I quote, "If you are careful to refrain from speaking and accepting Lashon Hara, then Hashem will use this as an excuse to silence the heavenly prosecutors who bring prosecution against you." Is this all it takes to get Hashem's protection? You mean I don't even have to come up on Yom Kippur with my own excuses? Hashem himself creates the excuses for me? How far does this go? Achav was a king who not only worshipped Avodah Zarah, but spread it to every corner of Eretz Yisrael. The following, again, is a word-for-word translation from the Chafetz Chaim Sefer Shmiras Halosh and Shar Aleph Perek Beis. This is the Chafetz Chaim. Chazal say that although Achav's generation were idolaters, when they would go to war, they would emerge victorious because they didn't speak Lashon Hara about each other. The proof is they didn't report Ovadia when he sustained 100 Nevi'im. However, the Chafetz Chaim continues, if Chas V'Shalom Jews do speak Lashon Hara about each other, besides their arousing heavenly prosecution against themselves for their sins, they also stir up accusations against the entire Jewish people. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us that Hashem protects Oyv Dei Avodah Zarah when they go to battle because they didn't speak Lashon Hara. And now this year, we, Klal Yisrael, may be chas v'shalom going into battle. What should we do? Imagine if every one of the tens of thousands of people who are listening to this shiur, imagine if we would all together make a Kabbalah to work on Shmiras HaLashon. You know what we would be doing? We would be building a spiritual iron dome system that would help protect us from Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iran in the most powerful way possible. And it's Pashat why. Shmiras HaLashon is the language of Avas Yisrael, of Achdus, of unity in Klal Yisrael. And Lashon Hara is the language of Sinas Chinam, of period, of disunity. If there was ever a year that we got to get this message, this is the year. And so I beg every person listening to this to right now, B'lin Neder, take one Kabbalah in Shmiras HaLashon. Join Shmiras HaLashon Yoimi. Learn a few minutes at your Shabbos table. Start a Machzum Lefi for family and friends for an hour or two. If you go to powerofspeech.org, you could do all that easily in the comfort of your home. You could start a group in as little as 5 minutes or learn a 5-minute daily shiur from Rav Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro. So right now, we must take the Chofetz Chaim's advice and grab the protection of Hashem. But there's one more thing that could protect us. We know that Kedusha also brings Hashem's protection. There are many that say that Shmiras Einayim is the Nisoyin, the test of this generation. And so we at Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation are publishing 2 Svarim on the topic of Shmiras Einayim, the mitzvah to guard one's eyes. One sefer is in Lashon HaKodesh that will motivate, inspire to help us win the war of Shmiras Lashon. It's called Ano Yoda Da'atli. It's an interesting name. Here's where it comes from. It's a Yerushalmi in Brachas that says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Iyohiv li libech ve'eneich, if you give me your heart and your eyes, ana yodadat li, now I will know that you are mine. It's an amazing sefer with beautiful askamas, and it's gotten fantastic reviews. It just came out recently. We're going to be selling it for the people here at a discounted price on the way outside, or you could buy it. For the people who are listening all over, you could buy it in your local Jewish bookstore. It just came out recently. We're also coming out with another sefer on Shmiras HaLashon called Shmiras Einayim, called Positive Vision. We're publishing it. It's in English, a daily learning sefer, amazing sefer. We're doing it together with Art Scroll, and that's going to be ready 2 weeks after Sukkot. Rabbeisai, can you imagine how powerful we will all be if we say, I will not go into Yom Kippur without going to battle against Lashon Hara and to do battle for Kedusha, and we could win. We can win because Hashem is going to help us. The Yetzer Hara's specialty is in making small hills look like impossible mountains to climb. But wait, there's Yom Kippur. We get another chance. Hashem is waiting for us. However far we've fallen, Hashem is our Father. He's coming down on Yom Kippur to bring us home. We must win. We will win. Thank you.
Bershus kol hakol hakodesh hazeh. Heilige Yidden who have gathered, it's the night of Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur. A day, an evening, when we should feel an aim and a pachad. Sometimes we wonder how we can be so complacent. Dubna Magid gives a marshal to explain our feelings. It says we don't see the gzardin of the Yomim Nairoim. We don't see it immediately before our eyes. It says, imagine if there would be wagons that would roll up to every shul right after Nila, and whoever was paskind, the opposite of Chaim, would be loaded onto that wagon and taken to a place to await the kiyum of his gzar din. Put it a little bit in today's terms. Imagine standing by Nila, look out the window, you see trucks coming with flashing lights. You look out the window, you know, there's drivers, one guy sitting outside, he's smoking, other guy's playing with his phone, you know, they're just waiting to finish up Nila already. You know, and on top of one bus it says L'chaim, the other one it says the other way, one says Gesund, one says Faket, one says Parnosa, one says the other way. Imagine we would see that through the window during Nila. We would feel the immediacy of what's happening. But that's exactly what Yom Kippur is. That's not a moshel, that's the nimshel itself. That's what it means. But is it so simple? We ask, Zochreinu l'chaim, we mispal the entire Yomim Neiroim, chaim, chaim, chaim. I mean, we all know there's an average life expectancy. People live a certain amount of years. Yes, here and there you hear someone being taken away before his time. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Tshuva, Odom sha'avoinoisov merubin al schuyoisov miyad hu meis berishoy. He dies immediately. Do we actually see that? There's certainly plenty of rishoyim around who have far more averis than mitzvahs. And yet it doesn't seem that they die miyad. And actually the Ravid argues on the Rambam. So it doesn't understand that the Rambam could write such a thing. What does it mean? So the Svarim say it means a misa rochni, a schayim rochni. The Rambam says mes miyad. How do we understand it? In Parshas Nitzavim, the Pasuk tells us, Re'ei nosati lefonecho hayoim es hachayim ves hatoiv es hamoves ves haro. I set before you life and death, good and evil. And later the Pasuk says, Hachayim v'hamoves nosati lefonecha abrocha v'haklolo uvocharto v'chayim. You should choose life. And Rashi says, Ani moir lechem, I will teach you and guide you, shetivcheru b'chelek hachayim. You should choose the portion of life. Like a father who says to his son, b'char lecho chelek yofe b'nachlosi. Choose a good portion in my inheritance. And ma'amidoi al chelek hayofe v'oime loy ezeh b'ror loch. And Rashi brings the posik, Hashem enos chelki v'koisi atotoymech garoli. Like he takes his hand, hinachta yodi, you took my hand, Hashem. And you placed it al goyrel hatoiv loymar ezeh kach lecho. Very difficult to understand the psukim. We understand a choice has to be two sides that are somewhat similar. We're given a choice between Chaim and Moves, and we're told Hashem is advising us, Uvacharto Vachaim. That's a choice. Imagine, you know, you come, you have been to a fancy chasana, and the waiter comes over, and he says, good evening. He says, would you like to have chicken? Would you like to have schnitzel? Would you like to have beef? That's a choice, you understand? That's a choice. Imagine if the waiter comes over, he's got two big goons on his side wearing brass knuckles, and he says, look, would you like the meat? Or these two guys will take you out to the back by the dumpsters and beat your brains out and leave you there for dead. And imagine the waiter bends down and whispers, you know, I don't want to get involved, but I suggest you take the meat. How do we understand such a thing? How do we understand Hachayim v'amoves nosati lufonecho? And the Eibishter has to tell us, take our hands and place it on Chaim and tell us who v'charto v'chaim. So listen what the Heilige Rabbi Tzela said. We see from here, it says, Hachayim v'hamoves nosati lefonecha hayoim es hachayim v'satoy v'hamoves v'sara. That means we shouldn't think that it's natural for a person to choose Chaim and run away from Moves, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where he created an illusion that things that are absolutely misa should look like chayim, and we should see only the tanig and the enjoyment in it and forget where it's leading to. That's the only way you could call it a nesina, he says. Ein nesina pochem shabaprut. If Hashem gave misa in a way, it's something you run away from. You can't say he gave us misa. And therefore, he says, a person has to be boicher. We shouldn't think that if we're just going to live life normally, we're naturally going to be drawn to Chaim. Because the world was created in a way that they look very similar. And a person has to sit down and make a choice. Uvocharto b'chayim, I have to choose life. And we need Siyata Dishmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to take us by the hand and guide us through his Torah Kedoshah and through his Nevi'im and through his Chachomim, to teach us to be boicher b'chayim. Let us be mizboinen a little bit and try to understand what Rabbi Tzela is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Yes, we see. We see there are people who smoke, even though they know that it's very dangerous. It says on the box, it's going to kill you. We know there are people who overeat, even though they're warned it's going to bring all sorts of illnesses and could cut years off their life, and they do it. People buy things they can't afford, even though they know later they're going to be in terrible misery and anguish is going to bring terrible suffering to them. They're going to become Balei Chayvus, yet they do it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a boss of Adam in a dimension of time, in a dimension of Zman. And when we live in a world of time, which is a physical illusion, because really in the world of spirituality, there is no Zman. Over, Hoyve, and Osir are all one. But in this world, they appear to be divided. And so a person can live in the Hoyve and see only what he wants right now, and he can forget the Ovar, he could forget what's coming, and he could live in that moment. That's what it means to be a boss of Adam. That's what it means to be human. Shekein choivas kol ha-yitzurim, the Svarim says, the Rosh HaTevis shikcho. A person was created a shoicheach. And because he has the power of shikcho, by living in the dimension of Zman, he can think what's death is really life. He can think the hoive that disappears in a moment is Chaim. Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron. It's the opposite of Shikha. Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim are beyond Zman. It's the time of year when everything that's Ovar, what we thought was 8-9 months ago, is immediate. Whatever is going to be in the future, what's going to happen in Chodesh Tammuz of Tav Shinayin Vov is here and now. Nosati lefanecha hayoyim. It's here. The difference between Ovar, Hoyve, and Osid, the world of Shikha, is an illusion. The Yomim Noiroim bring us into the world of true Chayim. Now, any Chayim that's limited by Zman, that is in the world of Shikha, that comes to an end, is by definition Misa. Anything that is Hoive, that disappears in a moment, that's the existence of Olam Hazeh. If something comes to an end, say somebody, he's on his deathbed for 2 weeks. What's the difference if someone is on his deathbed for 2 weeks or is in his deathbed for 70, 80 years? It's all the same. He's in the process. He's in a tahalich of misa, of something which comes to an end, something that has no eternal meaning. Someone says, oh, you heard Nebuchadnezzar, he's in the hospital the last 2 weeks. He's dying. He's in the hospital dying and he's in his office dying. What's the difference? We're living a life that ends. It's just a process of Misa. Only Chaim that goes on forever, that never ever ends, that is eternal, only that is life. The Soid Yeshorim in Pesach, he writes, Tchias HaMesim. Trias HaMesim doesn't mean that death comes back to life. It means that life that was lived comes back to life. Life that was lived without purpose, without meaning, without any tachlis, is gone forever. It's death. It's annihilation. It's forgotten. It's shikha. It's as if it never lived and will not come back for a person's future life of Trias HaMesim. That's the world of shikha. And that's what the Rambam says, mes miyad. A person could be walking around, but what is he doing? He's just dying. You could have two people sitting next to each other. One of them is living, and one is in the process of dying. One is creating an hour that will live forever, that he will take with him into Trias HaMesim, that he will take with him for eternity, and that's the only definition of Chaim that there is. And someone is just whiling and wasting his life. And it's becoming shikha. It's forgotten. as if it never was. He never lived. Sayyid once came into shul and he said Kaddish. Somebody said, why are you saying Kaddish? You have your side? He says, no, it's my birthday. Who says Kaddish on a birthday? He says, noch hayor gestorben. When we say Zochreinu L'chaim, we're mamish pleading for life. We're begging Hashem, Kosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, k'mo shekosuv, v'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim. We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to live. I want to live right now. I want to have chayim. No, the tzaddikim were terrified when Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur came. You read the stories, the Alter von Kelem had to be carried into shul. He couldn't walk. On Yom Kippur, he had to be carried into shul. Rabbi Itzler had to change his shirt many times through the day. He was sweating so much from pachad. The Belzeruv Reb Sechadah, before Tkiyah Shofar, they saw something, he went to his sleeve. A tooth fell out from pachad before Tkiyah Shofar. What were these tzaddikim afraid of? You think they were afraid of dying? You read anything about the Alter von Kelem's life, and you understand that if he was about to die, I don't mean if someone was going to kill him, al kiddush Hashem, if bandits were about to shoot him, he would have gone with the same menuchas ha-nefesh like he would have gone to his Shabbos meal. Their pachad was standing before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a mishpat of mi yichye u'mi yomus. Is my life a life of eternity? Is it chayim nitzchiim? Or is it life that never was lived? A life of shikra. So men who could fearlessly stare death in the face without flinching were paralyzed into absolute terror to the depths of their being on the day of mi yichye u'mi yomus. Uvachar tovachayim. That is the choice. Choose a life that is yours forever or a death that's so final it's as if it was never lived. And that's why tshuva is magas at kisei akovoid, say Chazal, because what's the kisei akovoid? Ein shikcho lufnei kisei chvoidecho. Before the kisei akovoid, we enter the realm where there's no shikcha, where life is forever. The Eiligach Sam Sofer said, so you know what the power of tshuva is? We say, Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chaya. What kind of question? What kind of bakosha kol yemei chaya? I don't know how long I'm going to live. Say, Shifti beveis Hashem, lo'erech yomim. I should have many long years. So the Sam Sofer says, no, if a person does tshuva, he's zoiche to take kol yemei chaya. Years and years that were wasted with nothingness, that would have been forgotten forever, and he could put them in the Beis Medrash. As if he spent them in the Beis Medrash. He can take them out of the world of meaningless nothingness, out of shikcha, and bring them into zikoroin lenetzach nitzochim. That's the opportunity of tshuva. Tshuva magas ad kisei akovid. And all of us want to live. We all want to live forever. Who doesn't want? But we have a Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara is very strong. A malach lives beyond shikcha. We're only an ish. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask us to have the zikaron of a malach. Ashrei ish shelo yishkocheko. We can be an ish and live in the world of zikaron. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? What does he want from us? You know, we stand at Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim and we are mispalo such extraordinary tefillahs. Uvechein tein pachtecho Hashem elekeinu al kol ma'asecho v'yemoscha al kol ma'ashe berosa. Could you imagine? Meloich al kol oilem kulu v'chvedach. V'hoifa v'adag oinu zech al kol yoish v'seva l'artzecha v'yeda kol po. You stand there and you start to think, what am I saying? I'm a boss of a dom, a koritz v'choymer, a sinner, standing here in front of the Baruch Hashem with such pachad, hoping for a gzar din l'toyva. And I stand there, Baruch Shel Olam, I ask you, hoifa badag oinu zecha, the whole world should tremble before you, everyone should know you, v'yeda kol pol kiata piyalta. Shouldn't we know our place a little bit? Do we feel that's for us to be asking? Imagine, you know, a peasant gets an audience with the king. he has a problem. He comes in. You know, the tax collector wants to take away my cow, and we live from the milk this cow produces. Please, your majesty, don't take away my cow. That's something we understand. Imagine the peasant walks in. The king says, what do you want? I want you to take your armies and go conquer all of Russia. Excuse me, be makeres mekoimcho. The prime minister comes in and asks such a request. Where do we go to ask? Hoifa badaga oinu zecho, al kol yoishve seval atzecho. Nothing less. We're telling the Rabbi Nishleim what he should do. I saw a Maisa Nifle, the Meilich Biedemann Zolzayin Gesund from Yerushalayim, told this story. It was a jewelry store in Yerushalayim. He'd had a store, and a little girl walks in, and she's looking at the gold bracelets, and she asks him also, is it real gold? Is it real stone? He says, well, what do you want? He says, I want to know, is it real? He says, do you have money? So he takes out a little purse, and she empties out a bunch of coins that equals up to a couple of shkolim. She says, this is all the money that I have. So what do you want? He says, about 6 months ago, our mother died. And we're six children at home. And we have an older sister, and she looks after us. She cooks and washes and sends us to school. And today's her birthday. And I know her taste. I know she would love this bracelet. And I want to buy it for her. No, a Yiddish storekeeper. Can you imagine? Of course, his heart melted. And he said, listen here, you take this bracelet, and you go bring it to your sister. Shteitzach, an hour later, the sister comes back. And she's holding the bracelet. She says, excuse me, was a little girl here today? Did she take this bracelet? She said, yes. She said, but she didn't pay for it. He said, she paid the full price because she paid with her whole heart. She gave everything that she had. And that's the full price. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to give him all of the koiches that we have. We don't have today the Torah of Kivega. We don't have the Avoid of the Badit Shiva. But we have the koiches that we have. And if we give the Ribbono Shel Olam our full koiches, that is full price. And we are like the prime minister when we stand before him and say, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay b'chvoidecho, because that is our place. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we see what our full koiches are. We see how we can have Yiras Shemaim and Dveikus and Ishtapchus and Nefesh and feel Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. During the year when we're faced with Nisyonos, maybe we want to say something we shouldn't say, or hear something or see something we shouldn't see or hear. And we think we have no strength. And we should ask ourselves, is this all I have? Don't I have more strength? Do I remember how I felt before Tkiya Shaiv? Do I remember how I felt by Ne'ila? That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. To give him the koiches that we have. The Ramban writes that the biggest schar is when someone is a mischazek in something that the generation is weak, that people fail at, and he is strong in this, that's the biggest schar, it's above a noital schar kulam. What is today's generation weak in? You know what we're weak in? We're weak in the idea that we're weak. We're a dor cholosh, we're called again and again a weak generation. Everything revolves around our weakness, everything is difficult, it's too hard. We say in Rosh Hashanah, Shaniyah L'Roish V'Loi L'Zonav, look at the Targum on L'Roish V'Loi L'Zonav, L'Takiv V'Loi L'Cholosh, to be a Takiv, to have strength. We've convinced ourselves that we're such a weak generation that we have no strength at all. But we do have the strength that we have, whatever we have, let's give all of that to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We just learned the parasha of the Akedah. The Akedah was the Nisoyin of Asiri, the 10th Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the 10 Nisoyinis go according to the generations, and the 10th Nisoyin is Keneged the door of Ikvus of the Mashiach, the generation before Mashiach will come. And that's Nirmas in the Pasuk, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili. Avram Avinu was living through the test of Ikvus of the Mashiach. Yitochen Loimar. That when Avram Avinu went to the Akedah, he wasn't Avram Avinu. He didn't have the strength of Avram Avinu. He had the strength of a Yid in Ikvus of the Mashiach. A Yid in Tov Shin Ayin Vav. Ayaras Amokoy Meirochoy. You couldn't be further. You can't be further than the door of Ikvus of the Mashiach. The Shemishmul brings from the Avnei Nezer that at the time of the Akedah, Kadosh Baruch Hu took from Avram Avinu, took away all of his koiches. All of the koiches of Avram Avinu. So how did he go to the Akedah? The Satan standing in his way every step of the way. Like sometimes he stands in the way when we are trying to accomplish something in Avodas Hashem. He didn't have the strength. Vayishlach Avram es yodoy vayikach es hamacheles. He couldn't even lift up his hand. And then he asked himself, is this all I have? Is this all the strength I have? Vayishlach. He sent his hand. Vayishlach Avram es yodoy. And in such a matzav, he changed the world forever. And he brought rachmim. To this day, we are still mevakesh rachmim in the schus of the Akedah. So if you ask how a generation like us can bring Mashiach, it says in the Medrash that after the Nesoyin of Akedah, Avraham Avinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, swear to me you'll never do this to me again. I can't bear it. Tzvasema says when he went to the Akedah, he didn't have any hergish at all. Autumn closed. Like an Akev. He said, please, I beg you, don't do this to me again. So we who live in such a world, could we imagine what it means to be in this day and age an Erlechayid? And there are so many Erlich Yidden. They're in the Koilalim, they're in offices, they're sitting in front of Gemaras, or they're sitting in front of computer screens, doing business. They're at home raising children, they're out doing chesed. Erlich Yidden, some in Torah, some in Avodah, some in Gemilas Chasadim, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, didn't go bankrupt from his Atav v'Chatonu Mikol Amim. And even if sometimes we feel that we're so far, if we give all of our koiches, that's called paying full price. The Shlach HaKodesh writes, Bizmanenu, people go through the Nesoyin of the Akedah. Regular Nesoyinus that people go through are considered like the Nesoyin of the Akedah because we don't have the strength, and yet we're mechazik ourselves. We give HaKodesh Baruch Hu the strength that we do have. That is the koyach and the only koyach that will bring Mashiach. No other generation was able to bring Mashiach. Only the door of Ikvus de Mashiach. So we all want to do tshuva. The Medrash says, many Nevi'im told us to do tshuva, but only Hoshea told us what to say. But what are we meant to say? What did he teach us that other Nevi'im didn't teach us? It's more than the words for Rab Tzadik. Rab Tzadik explains, Kui mochem dvorim. It says, Adam Arishan, the Medrash says, Adam Arishan saw, he saw Cain, he said, Ma nase bedincho. And he said, Asisi tshuva v'nispasharti. He said, oh, had I known the koyach of tshuva, I would have done tshuva too. Miyad, he said, mizma shili yoyim ha-shabbos. So Reb Tzadik says, what? He didn't know about tshuva? What did he learn from Kayin? So the Pasuk says that after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he said, the isha shenasati modi, she gave me from the Eitz va'oichel, say chazal, ochalti va'oichel oid. What is he saying to the Rebbe Shalom? I'm going to eat again. No, Adam Arishin felt that the Yetzar had gone into him, and he was afraid. He says, how can I do tshuva? I know I'm going to fall again. But then he saw what Kayin did. And he saw that Kayin, Chazal say, was a goyinev das el yoyne. He said tshuva with his mouth, but he was nov and nod. He was doing to get himself out of, to extricate himself from his difficulty. He said, if that could be tshuva, that's a start for tshuva. Kui mochem devorim. I'll start with saying what I have to say. I'll daven with a lev nishba to the Rabbi Nishlam, even if I don't yet feel that I have the strength to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And that's the hemshech of the posik. Imru Eilov, kol sisa avoyim v'kach toivu neshalma parim svoseinu. The Rambam says if a person has to bring a korban, he refuses to. You beat him until he says yes. Well, where's the rotzen? So the Rambam says because every yid wants to do good, and when he says rotzen, even if he says it after taking a beating, he really means it because inside that's what he wants to do. When we stand before the Rebbeinu Shel Yom Kippur and we say Rebbeinu Shel, we want to be good, we really mean it. And even if we're not finished, and even if there's more to do, kui mochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. To start, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes, he says, Yom Kippur is such a gift. Yom Kippur dover toiv ma'oid. And of course we have to leave over the chatoim, but ochein gam ha-ma'at toiv ma'oid. Even if we don't go till the end, Ein aroichlo bin yonei at table. There's nothing compared. Lirois lechol apoches shetia eze kabbalah ala habo b'yom haKippurim. Something to accept. The lashon of Yisrael, he's a half of a fella. B'vechina hakala lefonov kabbalah amitis. Asher ein aroich legoidel maaloso letoiv loy beze ubebo. In these days, the tzaddikim taught us to be mekabel something on ourselves. You know why? Because when we mekabel something, we are takiv v'loy cholosh. We're saying, I am not a weakling. I am ready to be strong. And it doesn't matter how big. The Zayd Bala Musa would say, think of something, cut it in half, and cut it in half again. Take a quarter. I think the Kotzker Rebbe said, it's so tiny, but it's iron. That hole in the needle doesn't make a difference. But something iron, we have to have a shaychus to tkifus, to strength. Because when we are strong in a door that's defined by weakness, that connects us to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Tell a maise, someone came to Rav Shach Zuchan Levroche, Yatzoros in Parnosse. And Rav Shach told him, Shteiter in the Rishonim, Shteiter, that the Birch Samozen is a big school for Panos, and he told him it's a big school always to bench from a bench. She was Makabal never to bench outside. He was Makabal, and he was always Makbet to bench from a bench. And business started booming, the school worked. Then after a while, things turned around, he started losing money, and he came back to Rav Shach, and he said, what's going on? He said, I kept the school. He says, really? You never miss? His mamish. There's one time I missed, but I was an oinus gomer. It wasn't my fault. What happened? So I was on a plane, and I ate a sandwich, and I wanted a bench. I realized I didn't have a bench. I looked around. There was only one other yid on the plane. I asked him. He didn't have a bench. What should I do? I couldn't not bench, so I had to bench by heart. So Shach said, you bench by heart? You were makabel only to bench mitoch haksav. He said, Rebbe, what should I do? He says, what do you mean? You knew it by heart. You could have written it down on a piece of paper, the whole benching, and bench from haksav. What is the point? That maybe learning a blot Gemara at the time would have been more meaningful. The point was, a Kabbalah has to be with strength. There has to be a tkifus.
This is what it means to start. Rabbi Yisrael says, Ein aloich, to start. What does tshuva mean? What do we really think? Tshuva means, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm starting on a path to change my life. And I'm going to be very, very strong. I'm going to start with something and be very, very strong. You know, there used to be a musig by the Balei Musa, Asiri Kodesh, to make every 10th day like Yom Kippur. We could just about manage one Yom Kippur. It was tzaddikim. Every 10th day was Yom Kippur. Can't even have such asalgis. Imagine if we had an hour a week. Imagine an hour a day, a half hour a day. That is kodesh in Sur Meira. I don't do anything that's neged Rotzen Hashem, no matter what. In this hour, in this half hour, I don't say what I mustn't say, I don't see what I mustn't see, I don't hear what I mustn't hear. I'll live with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. Every day, Chok V'lo Yaver. Whatever I'll do, I'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll eat, even if I won't eat, L'Shem Shamayim, that's already a Madrega. But when I eat, I'll be grateful to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for giving me the hana of a good meal. This will change our lives. It's something we can do. It does for us three things. First of all, it makes us a takif in a time of chalishus. Secondly, it brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. If we live Yiddishkeit, mitzvahs anoshim milumado, we can do Torah mitzvahs and almost never think about Hashem. When we have to do something that's out of our normal hergel, we're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. And we need Hashem in our lives to talk about Him, to see Him, to talk to Him, to feel Him. And Rabbi Michal Childers-Angerson told me, he spoke somewhere before the Kiyah Shofar. He was telling people about, you have to. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your lives. We're saying the Chassidim. You have to learn from the Chassidim. The whole, the Eibishter. They see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Told a story. It was a teacher told a story. She said, there was a little girl in her class, a five-year-old girl, one of triplets. A little Chassidish girl. And the teacher was enjoying talking to her. She sleeps in a triple bunk bed. They have three bunks. So the teacher asked her, so do you sleep in the top bunk, the middle bunk, or the bottom bunk? She said, I sleep on the bottom bunk. Why do you sleep on the bottom bunk? It's because the Eibishter made me the youngest. What could be simpler and purer than that? Could you imagine if we applied this to everything in our lives? Sometimes we're too busy to think about the Eibishter. But if we have a time that's out of the Melumoda, and every one of us can do this, Ashoachas, Yofer Shoachas, Betshuva Masim Toivim, Boilam Azeh, Mikol Chai, Oilam Abo. It could change our lives. But we can't be weak. We have to give all the koiches that we have. And a Kabbalah is a connection. Not just it reminds us, it really is there, and it's there for us. It's a kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Even when a person is in person could be mamish and shel tachtis. When he has something, he holds on to with all his might. Now, he told me a story. He told me, he heard it from his rav. I called that rav today to check, and he verified that it's an emes ha'maaseh. He said he was a very wealthy man, very busy businessman, and he was under a lot of stress. He decided he has to take a vacation. He wants to go somewhere, like some exotic place that no one's ever been, not going to meet anybody. He just needs to get away. Such a thing, but has to get away. So he went together with his wife, and they found somewhere, I don't know, beautiful, scenic, picturesque place, Menuchas HaNefesh, and they're walking and taking a stroll, and they come to a country road, and the road on one side there's the lake, other side there's the mountain, and you go through the road, passes through a cemetery, a Goyish cemetery. His wife was a little hesitant to walk through a road or a cemetery. He says, no, it's very peaceful, it's a serene place, it looked beautiful, and they're walking through, I know there's slumming wherever you go. And suddenly he stops in his tracks and he sees on one of the headstones
In Yiddish Oisius, the word Pesach backwards, from left to right. What's going on in the middle of nowhere? He's looking, it's Yiddish Oisius, nothing to talk about. So he looked at the name on the stone, and he wrote it down. Then he started investigating who it is, the family. He got the phone number of the family, and he calls up a woman, answers the phone, and he asks her, who's this person? She said, that's my husband. He asks her, are you Jewish? She says, I'm not Jewish, but my husband was Jewish. So what did he keep anything, any religious? He didn't do anything. Just once a year, on Passover, he used to bring a box of crackers, and he used to eat it. And when he died, I thought it would be appropriate, so I went to the gravestone maker, and I gave him the cover of the box, and he said he should put these words. He didn't know how to write it. He screened it or something, and he put it on his. So the word Pesach is on the matzeva. This Yid was a wealthy man, a balasag. He said, look, you know, I think it would be a tremendous good deed to have to exhume the body and have him reburied in Eretz Yisrael. She said, I can't afford it. And he says, I'll pay for the whole thing. And he did so, and he paid. And he had this. Yid brought Lekeva Yisrael. Imagine, a saga of a Yid. But imagine, why was this Yid Zoicha to Keva Yisrael? One mitzvah. In Shol Tachtis, he was, who knows where he was. One connection that connected him to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that can't be severed. If we truly want to grow, we have to listen to the advice of Rabbi Yisrael. Ein aloich loy. To think of something that connects us, that binds us, that reminds us of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, something that we do out of the normal hergel, and will make us strong. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki koshalto ba'avoinecha. What's the meaning of koshalto? Koshalto means weakness. Koshal ba'avoini koichi. We're weak. But if we're weak, Rabbi Yisai, the worst thing we could do is make ourselves weaker. We're Dervix de Meshicha. How could we bring things into our world, Kalim, that make us even weaker than we are? What do we think? All these smartphones with all the connections, with all the good, the Rabbonim said, for a purpose of Parnasa, person can use it for anything else, for entertainment, for batola. A couple gets married and they go to buy their phone. It's like it's now become a ritual. What are we saying? Let's make ourselves weak. We don't yet have the nesayon. We're weak enough to bring chalishus into ourselves. We must be mechanech for weakness. A Magachir tells me, one of his Talmidim called him, a married Talmud, says that he's makbid. He doesn't let any DVDs in his house. I'm talking about Yiddish DVDs. He doesn't want his children. He says, he asked him, what do you think? I'm going out to the country. It's a 3-hour drive. To have in the car, put on a DVD for the kids to watch. He said, what do you mean? There's nothing else for them to do for these 3 hours? What do you want? You want to create children who can't sustain themselves with it. Talk to them, put on a tape. There's enough tapes with all the sound effects and drama that you could imagine. No, we can't exist. What are we telling? What are we telling our children? If he can't sit 3 hours without being entertained by a screen, so when he's a bach, he's going to travel to Tetzra on the plane, so then he's not going to have to watch whatever's on the screen over there? I'm too weak. We have strength. We mustn't sap it. I read a Moedik Amaisen. The Sefer Brings says there was a shul that had a minig that Shavuos night, all of the women would bake a cheesecake. And they'd bring all the cheesecakes to the shul to serve throughout the night. I don't know how much learning was done, but that was their custom. And there was one guy, it was his job, he picked up all the cheesecakes and he delivered it to the shul. And he was a man that was struggling with his weight. And this aroma of the cheesecakes in the car, and he had to have a bite. So he called, he had a dietitian, Dr. Frumayid. He goes, I need help. I can't. So he says, look. He said, look. He told him the Mishnah says, if someone has over avera b'seisim, afriyim imena begoli. So if you do it now, hidden, everybody's going to see. Eventually, it's going to come out, and everybody's going to see. Yeah, so a week later, he comes to weigh himself by the dietitian, and he lost weight that week. So I says, I see you took my advice. I said, your advice. If I listened to your advice, I would have eaten all 35 cakes. You know what I did? I quickly ran into my house, I went to the fridge, and I took and ate a small piece of salami. Ich halte Sabaditsche wie Meister, Rabbi Yisrael. Do you know how many billions of dollars are spent? People can't control themselves. They go for help and for instruction and for diets. It's a multi-billion dollar business. People can't control themselves. One halach and Shulchan Aruch, it's a minig, but wait 6 hours, there's different shittas in it. And for that, suddenly all of the taivas are gone. Because the Eibishter said no, because the Shulchan Aruch said no, the chafle of a fella. So you'll ask, no, but how come we're nichshel in so many other things? Here we see the devastation of kol oiver aveir v'shonu by nasas by keheter. Because he never ate after fleishig melechi. So it could be the simplest minig, achumra. He'll never break it, no matter how big the taiva is. But once you bring the weakness into ourselves, we don't need to bring more weakness into our lives. It's difficult enough. Once you bring the weakness in, it's a different battle. We are strong enough. Imagine a yid who's he's strong enough to overcome such a taiva. Because the Eibishter says no. Should we lose that? Where should we take koyach from? They say there's strength in numbers. There's also weakness in numbers. Chazal learned the din of kol yisra revim zeh bezeh from the pasuk v'koshlu ish ba'ochiv. Sometimes weakness is contagious. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim zman tshuva Lakoil leyochid ulerabim. What does it mean, leyochid ulerabim? There are things the yochid does tshuva for, and there are things a rabim does tshuva for. There are standards that a rabim may be lowered, and a rabim has to rectify that. And we say tak in the brocha, moichel v'soleach lavoinois seinu, ulavoinois amoi beis Yisrael. There's our averis, and then there's chalila. I want to say, but sometimes we lower our standards and we lose our koiches for no other reason. Then that's what everybody else is doing. Tzibur, Yiddish tzibur. I mean, the most obvious idea when we think of tzibur is tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur. And you like complain. I've heard it from people says they're going from shul to find a place to daven where people don't talk. Could you imagine that it should be a chiddush? That's a shul where they don't talk? Can you imagine with a chiddush? That's a shul that doesn't use a microphone? That's a chiddush? That's a chiddush? But there's been a hysteria, a tremendous hysteria. People are working and people are taking their cell phones and their smartphones, leaving it outside. A guy told me, there's a shul where he davens, where the Rav made a rule, if your cell phone goes off during davening, there's a knas, $18 you pay on the spot. And the gaba goes, oh, you have to have the right gaba who can do this. So there was a guy, says in the middle of Shemini Esra, his cell phone went off, but he had a ring, he had a tone that was like a barking dog. So middle of Shemini Esra, could you imagine? I mean, the guy says, forget everything, just how frivolous we've become. Could you imagine our parents even thinking of putting such a thing? I mean, there's got to be a gedder to litzonis, to nothing, you know, because it's just a world of shikha. It's a world of hoive. You know, Rav said to me, he said this, so much campaign, stop the talking, and Shuli says, it's never going to work until we start a campaign to start davening. In our weakness, people stop davening. Don't daven. We don't talk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Davening has become onerous. You know, I was once sitting with some young people, and I made a comment that, you know, we caught the Balkoyer in a mistake. I said, you know, only a Yid enjoys can have the pleasure catching the Balkoyer in a mistake. It's a Yiddish pleasure. And we got into a discussion of pleasures only a Yid could understand. And one boy says, yeah, you know, Motzah Shabbos, when there's Yontiv in the week, and you don't have to say V'inayim V'ata Kodesh. That's a pleasure only a Yid could understand. Another one says, you know, it's Monday and Thursday, they're about to start saying Tachnas. No, there's a Chosin. And somebody else said, could you imagine? Tomorrow morning, Erev Yom Kippur, the short Slichas. Only a Yid could understand that. And I realized, could you imagine that we associate davening with something burdensome? Because if we're not talking to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if we don't see the Ayubisht in our life, then... And of course we're going to talk. Of course we're going to dreizach and dreisim. And there'll be a tzibur. We can't afford to be a tzibur without tefillo. We have nothing. We have no bracha, we have no shefa, we have no panosa, we have nothing without tefillo. Chazal said over and over again. The tzibur could do it. The tzibur, we can raise our, because if we don't raise our standards, they're going to get worse. It's some, and people are becoming this oil, and people are changing. Don't be left behind. Gidrei Hatznius are something that is a standard that the Tzibur sets. Everybody is comfortable with the standard of the Tzibur. And if the Tzibur lowers the standards, there's weakness and nobody can have any strength. The Gedolei HaPoel, a simple thing. There's a mitzvah of Kisui Roish. A Yiddish Efroi Geit HaShetel. Gedolei HaRabonim, Rav Yashav, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Gedolei HaPoiskim. So the purpose of the Shetel. A Shetel is a heter. Some people think a sheitel is a mitzvah. A sheitel is a heter, like mechiras chametz. 100% mutter, l'chol ha'deis. But you wouldn't take a star mechiras chametz and put it in a gold frame and have it written up by a sofer and a klaf and hang it on the wall. If the sheitel has become, instead of a symbol of tznius, a symbol of glamour, with lengths that are unacceptable, l'chol ha'poiskim, to make it more natural, more that it shouldn't look, nobody should see, nobody should be able to see that it's a sheitel. Somebody tells all the mice, he said, he's a goyish worker, a friend says, I thought Jewish women are meant to cover their hair. He says, why don't they? He says, no, they're wearing wigs. He says, what, is this some sort of a joke? When are we going to come to our senses? And you know who's complaining? The Noshim Tzidkonius. They're saying, we feel it's a hypocrisy. What does it mean? You take a Kala who was taught her whole life to be a Tznua, and then she starts off her life, you're telling her to wear hair longer than she was ever allowed to wear as a girl. What are you telling her? You're telling her in the deepest place in her soul that Yiddishkeit isn't serious. Everybody knows this. The emes is emes. What do you think, Rav Yashav was here just for brachas? He was here just to have pictures taken and putting money into docker boxes? He was here to be Meira Hayra L'Chlal Yisrael. The tzibur, the noshim tzidkonius can put a stop if we give them encouragement and chizuk. Rebbe Tversky, the wife of the Kodesh, Rav Moshe Tversky, the tzaddik who was killed in Hanoi, she came, she spoke, she pleaded, said, please, cut. This is not a Yiddish tzura. Every inch that you cut is a carbon. Yes, but that's a mysterious nefesh. Are we too weak? Of course it's difficult if we don't have the koyach of the rabbim. But what a schus this would be. What a schus if Klal Yisrael could make a serious change, a committed change, and bring back some semblance of order. And chizuk. What a schus it would be to help all the girls who don't have shidduchim to get married. Now, there's a story told about the Heilige Baditshava. It was young Yom Kippur. He saw there was a terrible kitrug, and he couldn't overturn the decree. So he went out and he took a walk, and he went into the poor section of Baditshava, and he saw from a hovel a heavenly light shining out of the window. And he went to investigate and knocked on the door. And woman answered the door. She says, "Oy Rebbe, I know you came to give me Musar. I'm so sorry. I'm doing tshuva." She said, "Well, what did you do?" She says, "Well, as years ago, when I was a young girl, as within a period of 2-3 months, I lost my father and my mother. And I was left all alone. And there was no parnasa. Now, my parents' parnasa was they had a concession to make the cheese and milk of the parrots, and they got payment for it. And I decided that I'm going to go to the parrots and I'm going to ask him if he would renew it and let me continue to do what my parents had parnasa from. So I came to the parrots, I knocked on his door and I asked him, I said, I'm the daughter, I'm a 17-year-old girl, I'm the daughter of so-and-so, they passed away, and I would like to continue their business. And the parrot said to me, I'll ready to give you 3 years at a much better price if you just let me touch your hair. And as he said it, he touched her hair. She said, Rebbe, I began to run. I ran home with such a pachat. I threw myself on the floor and I was crying, Rebbe Einstein, forgive me for this terrible sin. And I went and I cut off all of my hair. But then I was afraid he was going to come after me. So I ran away from the town and I came here. And I hired myself out to be a housemaid in different families just so I should have food to eat. And it was back-breaking labor. But I knew, I was hoping this will be a kapara for the terrible chet that I did. And then I was a yosoima, and some kind-hearted people, they made a shidduch. It was a yosim, and we got married. And a few years later, my husband died, and he left me alone. And I know, I understood that Rabbi Shlomo is still punishing me for the terrible chet that I did. But I hope, I went through so much, Rebbe. I've been through so much tzaras. I hope by now the Rebbe Yishlam has forgiven me. And the Baditshev is listening to the story. He says, mein kind, what did you do with the hair that you cut off? He said, Rebbe, I took it and I burnt it. I just saved one lock. So whenever something goes wrong in my life, I could look at it and say, Rebbe Yishlam, you're right. You're right for giving me whatever punishment you're giving. Heilige Baditshava walked out and he looked up to the heavens and he says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you could take all of the Averis in the world and you could take the Satan himself with all of his minions and put them on one side of the scale. And on the other side, I ask you, just put this lock of hair and it will outweigh the entire Sitra Achra. When we have a Nisayan, and we think we can't be strong, I can't be different to this one, to that one. Think of that girl. Think of that lock of hair. Think of the Heilige Baditshava's bracha. Avraham Avinu was strong in the Doir of Akedah, the door of Akev. Where did his strength come from bringing Avram ho'ivri, from being able to stand on one side of the Nor when everybody else is on the other side? Yom Kippur is called the lave. Rosh Hashanah is the Roish, Yom Kippur is the lave. You know what you do with a lave? Chazak v'yameitz libecho. A lave has to be strong. Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem elekecho ki koshalto ba'avoinecho. Kishloin is weakness. You know what a michshel is? A michshel is a small thing that can take a huge thing and send them sprawling. A huge man slips on a banana peel, on a bit of ice. You could barely see it. A huge 10-ton truck hits a pothole, turns over the whole truck. The michshel is so small, and yet the effect, the power that it could have. And that's the Rebbeinu Shleilim's Tzar. It says, Shuv Yisrael Hashem Elekecho, your people who belong by the Kisei Akovet, Kiko Shalto, Ba'avinecho. Little things, little middas, little kinna, little kas, little machloikis. Imagine a Yid who spends decades learning Torah Hashem Ba'asmoda with Mesiris Nefesh. Sits and learns Torah, but he has one problem. His mouth doesn't have a control on it. And he talks on this one, he talks on that one, he speaks Lashon Hara. And the Chofetz Chaim says, all of the Torah that he learned is worthless and becomes ugly be'enei Hashem. Can we imagine that? You know what Torah is? Torah is a mountain of fire. Imagine a mountain of fire by an ugly, stupid taiva to make myself big by knocking the other guy. That can erase all of that. That is the power of a michshol. And especially in Ikvus of the Mashiach, the power of the Yetzirah is through michsholim. It says, Nochosh alei derech, shvifoin alei oirech, hanoyshech ikvei sus, v'yipel roich v'ocher. The Nochosh, the Yetzer, does the Rashi, doesn't have to touch the rider. It just bites the Ekev and sends the rider and the horse tumbling. We are the Ekev. The Ekev means the entire Koyim Shleim of Klal Yisrael stands on us. We have to greet Mashiach. Michsholim, weaknesses, foolish things that we have the strength for, we're just eingeret in demyoinus that we don't, can send us chalila tumbling. Now, boys, we live in zmanim neiroim, terrifying times. We're living in a world where the Ummah Soilam are saying, as it says in Tilim, Ki hine oivecho yemoyun umesanecho nosu roish. Your enemies are in uproar, and they've raised their heads. Al amcho yarimu soid. They secretly plot against your nation. V'yisyoatsu al tzvunecho. They take counsel against your precious hidden jewels, your treasure. Omru luchu v'nachide migoy. This is the language that's used today. Words that we haven't heard for 70 years. Words like Haman. Today they have the kelim that could do it. And this is the language. I heard last night in Yeshiva, Rav Swerdlo from Patterson said over from Rav Chanan, who said in the name of the Goyen, that when we see dinim in the world, that just a picture, it's a picture of a kitrug in Shemayim. That's why Leah was so concerned when people were saying she's going to marry Ace. What did she care what people saying? But if there are such words in the Bria, we have to be choishish. We're living in a world. The Yalkut Shemoini and Yeshaya. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Shono Shemelech HaMashiach Nigloboy, the year that Melech HaMashiach will be revealed, Kol Malchei Umas Oilam Mizgorim Zebo Zeh, the nations of the world will be fighting with each other. Melech Paras, the king of Persia, misgara b'melech Arabia. V'hoylech melech Arabia la'arom, litol eitze mehem. V'choyze melech Paras u'machrib eskol ha'olam. And the king of Persia will go and destroy the whole world. V'chol umos ha'olam misrashim u'misbalim v'noiflam al pneihem. V'yechoyz oysom tzirim kitzira yeledo. V'Yisrael misrashim, Klal Yisrael will be in terror, u'mizbalim, v'oyim aleichan novoi, where should we come, aleichan neilich, where should we go? V'oyim alehem, the Eibishter will say, Bonai altis yoru, kol ma sho'osisi lo yosisi ela b'shvilchem, v'pnei ma etam atem misyorim, altiro, higi azman geulaschem. V'loi ki geula rishoyna geula achroyna, Kigula Rishoina Hoyolochem Tsar Vishibud Malchias Achareo. But the Gula Achroino Ein Lochem Tsar Vishibud Malchias Achareo. The Rishiva of South Fallsburg, Rav Achtweg, was eingesund und stark. He said, over in the name of his father, I just called him an hour ago to verify it. He said he heard it many times from the father of Nossen, that he had a Kabbalah from the Goyen. When the Russische warships, when Russian warships will pass the Dardanel, from Terkai bis Damasek, when we'll pass those straits, can in the Yidin Yerushalayim can start putting on Big Day Shabbos. We're living in extraordinary times. The Medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu was Mischanan ve'eschanan al Hashem. He davened 515 tefillahs to go into Eretz Yisrael, Kiminyan ve'eschanan. And when he saw his tefillahs weren't accepted, he started to scream and to cry with tzaokos and shavos. And the Svarim say there are two different languages of many, 10 different lashonos of tefillah. There's chinun and there's shava, and they don't go together. Tachnunim yedab erosh. A rosh, an oni, speaks betachnunim. And I saw Ash the Kasha, we say, on the first night of Sliches, l'shavas chinunam al talem oznecho. Where do we find Shava and Chinunim together? When the Chinunim, when the Tachnunim end, and it's Kolu Kol Akitzin, we begin to cry B'Shava, B'Moitzoi Menuche. The Gemara says, B'Moitzoi Shviyas Ben David Bo, Moitzoi of the year of Menuche, L'Shavas Chinunim, Shavas Ani Emato Tishma, Shavas is Tov Shin Ayin Vov. The Eibishter should hear the cries of his poor nation. As we learned in the Haftorah before Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter says, "Leman Tzion lo yechshel, leman Yerushalayim lo yeshkoit, ad yetzei kanoige tzidkov Yeshuaso kilapid yivor. Ki yoim nokom belibi, a day of vengeance is in my heart." Ushnas geulai bo, listen to the words of the Navi. Va'abid ve'ein oizer, I will look, there will be no help. Ve'eshtoimim, I will be silent. Ve'ein soimech, they have no one to depend on. Va'toishel izroi, va'chamosi, he's samochosni. And Rashi says, when I see ein ezel Yisrael, and I see ve'eshtoim, I see there's no help for them by the umas ha'olam, and all are quiet. Chamosi sheyeshli ala umas, the anger that I have on the nations. Ani kotzafti ma'at al ami, I was only a little angry at my nation. But veheima ozru lero, hi samachosni, chiske yodi v'oires libi lipora mayhem, af al pi shein Yisrael ru'uyim v'hagunim l'geula. Even if Klal Yisrael won't be roy on their own, but I will see their abandonment by the entire world, ein oizav, ein soymech, and that will evoke my anger and my love for Klal Yisrael. And as it says in the Pasuk, I will come mizeh bo me'edem chametz begodim. I will put on my begodim of nekama, my begodim of malchus. Avram Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shlom took Avram Avinu who went through the Nisoyin of Akedo and begged never to have that Nisoyin again, the Nisoyin that we have. The Eibishter lifted him up above the Tzdagninus And he said, Avram, habet no ha-shamayimu svaras ha-koychov mimtuch ha-lisparoysom v'ayoyim ha-loikoy yez ha-racho.
Look at the stars and their shining brilliance. Billions of stars. And every one of those stars represents one of us. And Avram Avinu looked at each and every one of us.
And stars shine the brightest as it gets darker. As the Navi says, Kine achoyshich yechase eretz v'arofel umim v'olayich yizrech Hashem uchvoidoy olayich yeroeh.
We must remember we are a people, we are a nation that is sustained by a vision. We're inspired by a destiny. We are nourished by dreams. And although we wish every Yid should have oyshev u'usher and wealth and everything that he needs, but we're not sustained by money, nor by success, nor by power. We are the koichvei hashamayim that Avram Avinu beheld in wonder. And when dark forces laugh at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their arrogance and their ignorance, yisyatzu malchei eretz v'roiznam noyistu yachad al Hashem v'al Mashichai, nothing less that we don't care about the Ribbono Shel Olam. We will change the tzura of the world. Because those who say that humans are nothing more than animals with intelligence cannot bear to be reminded that there is a nation who insists that they are koichvei shomayim. Yoishev b'shamayim yischok. We are all alone. We are all alone. That's Yom Kippur. That's Ne'ilah. When we connect with Hashem who is alone. When Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi, when it's truly Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi, is V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi. And when we cry by Nila Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, U'mi ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Bo'aretz. As we said today in the Slichas, Am Hashem Chizku V'nizchasko. Let us be strong. Let us be able, let us find the strength of Avram or Ivri to change, to see we have strength. We're not chaloshim, we are giboirim. Giboirei koyach. And from Nila, we'll float like malochim into the Heilige Sukkah. We will affirm with a joy that no outsider can ever understand. Asher bocha bonu mikol om, roim emonu mikol loshoy, v'kidishonu b'mitzvoisav. Thank you, Hashem, for choosing us. Thank you, Hashem, for elevating us. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us your sweet and precious Torah u'mitzvois. We live in a different existence. Ein shikcha lefnei chisei chavoydecha. We're not part of the world of shikcha, who needs to have constant new entertainment, new chiyas, because I've already forgotten a second ago, because it's dead. Uvacharto v'chayim, a nation that lives forever. Chayim nitzchiyim. So mezoiches and the eibishah should be mekabel all of the Rehurei Tshuva of Yiddish Kinder, should take us and wash us and cleanse us. When he washes us and cleanses us, just to show it, all he wants to do is wash us, because then you see who we really are. We should be zoiche to a gmar chasim etoiva, gut geben shtio. Every single Yid should be zoiche to brocha atzlocha siyata deshmaya nachas hachoves hadas menuchas hanefesh. Everything good, every Yiddish home should be filled with goodness and kindness and shefa and bracha, with refuas for al-chaylim, with nechomis for all those who are bereaved,
We should be zoiche bekorev in tov shinayin vov to mekabel pnei Mashiach tzidkeinu and see the gula shleim b'mehera b'yomeinu. Amen.